Yes, this. Summer, and we were doing what we usually do. All of senior camp would be in Chichester tonight, putting on a performance of the folk festival of the Catskills. We're having a very good time as it is here at camp, and in spite of the fact that we're not having a folk festival, we're having one person from the outside, a fiddler, who is going to perform for you now. Come right in. Can you sit down? This is Emmett Bryden, and he comes from the valley of the East Branch of the Delaware, which many of you have visited. He comes from a valley which is going to be part of New York City's drinking water, and he in October is going to move out so that New York City can have more water. First time I met him, one of the things he said was that he hopes to live to the day when he can ride around the new reservoir on the fine new road that will be built there, and he seems to feel that, well, New York City needs the water, so that's all there is to that. Now, I'd like to tell you something about the performance, The Arkansas Traveler. It's a bit of folk dialogue and music, which originated in the 1840s and has traveled all over the United States ever since that. The first time I ever heard it was in the Catskills about 10 years ago, performed by a one-legged fiddler named Sherm York, who is dead now. And the second time I heard it was just a few minutes ago when it was performed by Emmett Bryden, who happens to also to know Sherm York. But it's very rare to find this song performed as it has been performed, handed down from generation to generation. Now Emmett Bryden.
Southern part of Arkansas. I had a wife and 40, 50 little children, farm, an old log cabin stood onto it. One side of the roof was all stove in, so you see it was getting along towards fall year, potatoes getting ripe in corn also. It was a customary for travel along here them times on these animals, what they call mules. They're long-eared fellers who wore stiff hats, high boots, tight-legged pants, smoked cigars, and a cigar holder, and a gentleman saw that, so they go right along. I was sort of a violin player. I could only play one part of the Arkansas Traveler. I was called a first-class good violinist for all of that. Everything was going off so lovely. The old ladies in the kitchen laid flat deck with breakfast, little children out rolling in the mud, and little dog along. I says, old gal, I guess I'll take down that violin and play that tune of mine. She says, thank you, mister. I'd very much like to have it, so I'll go right along. Meantime, the traveler rides up. He said, how do you do, old man? Well, I do just I might. Oh, thank you, fella. Go right along. Say, old fella, here's how far from here down the parts of the road. Well, I've lived here for the last 20 years, so I haven't seen anything of it yet, so I'll go right along. Says, where does this road go to? Well, he says, you just follow your nose and you'll come to it. Thank you, so let's go right along. Say, old man, how do you get across the river down here. Oh, ducks swim across the river. Thank you, Philip. We'll ride along. Say, old fellow, he says, how long have you lived here? Well, sir, he said, you see that mountain? Yes, sir. That was here, and I come here. Thank you, Philip. We'll ride along. Say, old fella, he says, why don't you shingle that house yours? Well, it's been raining lately, but why don't you shingle it when it don't rain? Well, when it don't rain, it don't leak. I thank you for the right along. Say, old fella, he says, what makes your corn look so yellow down there in the field? Well, we planted the yellow kind, I reckon. Thank you for the bull right along. Say, old man, he says your corn looks one good half more than a half a crop. Well, we don't expect it. We planted on share. Thank you, sir. Go right along. Say, old fella, he says, how'd your potatoes turn out this fall? Oh, they didn't turn any tall. Right, you had to dig them out. Thank you, sir. Go right along. Say, old fella, he says, what makes that little dog yours wag his tail so? He don't I think it's somebody it's a habit wag itself. Thank you, sir. Go right along. Say, old fella, he says, I saw a horse down there with the road with a broken leg. Why don't you kill that horse? We generally kill a horse with a broken leg. Is that so? We generally kill a horse with a shotgun. Thank you, sir. Go right along. Say, old man, he says, why don't you play the other part of that piece? Well, I guess there's no man living smart enough to do that. Oh, yes, sir. He says, I think I can play it. All right, sir. You take that by and then play it. You're going to key it either side. Well, he says, you come in, yes. He said, come in and stay 6 weeks, yes. Come in and stay 6 months, yes. Come in and stay a whole year. Take that long-eared horse you down to the barn and put him in, cart him down on a three-legged stool, and feed him a pint of fish or tin, right along in the kitchen, knock the old lady off the stool, and I'll have Arkansas, and here go now.